So what will they hear? If the thing is about this, it's of paramount importance, because as beautiful and significant as your vision is, if they cannot hear you, it'll fall on deaf ears. Mm-hmm. And remember, we've spoken about this is a different level of communication. This communication is with view to engaging others to willingly help you ignite your vision. So there will be no response from them if they cannot hear you.
Yeah. I see two parts to that response off the cuff. One is that the inevitable relationship here between the vision, which is up there in the sky as a set of values, aspirations, a way of life, bringing that back down to them.
Yes.
So it's not just relatable, not just something that they can get their arms around, but they actually feel it's part of
exactly
their world,
exactly
their family.
Yeah, touches them.
Yes, yes. And then with that go hand in hand, I think, urgency.
Okay.
That we talked about that a little earlier. And this is about storytelling. The sense of being something at stake here.
But you see, you could, to incite a sense of urgency, you could cite facts. I'm thinking of, and I'm not, this is not a criticism because she's done a laudable job, but Greta Thunberg, the young activist, climate activist, I have heard her speak in her early years. She's not very old yet, but in her early years. And she relied a lot on facts because her brain, her great brain, works on facts. She assembles facts. You can give people facts till the cows come home. But neuroscience has proven that unless we feel something, we will not, we actually cannot make a decision to act. So storytelling invokes feeling. Facts, it's a powerful device for getting people, sparking people into, ultimately into action.
Yeah.
That first spark.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. We act from a place of emotion, first of all, and then our rational mind crafts.
It grounds it.
It grounds it.
It grounds it.
And it will reach for the facts to confirm.
Exactly.
The decision that it's already taken.
Yes, but without the feeling, the facts just land on empty ground. They do not take root.
Correct.
And actually, the amygdala is the center of the brain, the feeling center of the brain. So it triggers that. Stories trigger that when they're done well.
Yes. Well,
because some people think they're telling stories when all they're doing is really putting the facts into an equation of some sort.